Welcome to the TD Sports Podcast Show. I'm your host, Ty Delbridge, and today I'm going to get into my NBA best bets for today, as well as my picks for all of the NBA games and where I'm leading for each one. All right, let's get into it. All right, actually, before I get into my NBA best bets and for the games today, I want to do a touch on the tragic news of the passing of Kobe Bryant. That happened yesterday at about 9 a.m. or 9:40 a.m. He died in a helicopter crash with his daughter, Gigi. I don't know exactly how to say the name. I apologize if I'm butchering that. But with his 13-year-old daughter, and I believe there were 7 other passengers on board. Super tragic. For everybody involved, I'm praying for all the families of the children, parents, wives, husbands, spouses, friends, co-workers, everybody. There's a lot of lives affected in this. So Kobe was only 41. He had a wife. He had 2 more daughters, I believe, maybe even 3 more daughters. He had a lot of life left ahead of him. It was definitely one of the most, right now I could say probably the most tragic sporting loss in my life. There hasn't really been anything like that. I wasn't really around. I was not born yet, and I was not old enough when Magic Johnson had HIV and that came out. And I know that had a big effect on people when they thought he might die within the year, but luckily, he's still with us today. So this Kobe one was just a fluke. It wasn't a drug overdose or anything like that. It just like a helicopter crash that he's been known for taking helicopters all around. So just a tragic loss. He was doing all the right things. He was being a great dad, great coach. He had a lot of different business things he was doing. He had the Mamba Academy. Just so much. And I don't know. I didn't know Kobe Bryant. I wasn't a fan of him as a Blazer fan. I wasn't a fan of the Lakers or Kobe Bryant, but I respected his game. I loved watching him play. And actually, about when I got into high school is when I really, I had a respectful hate for him, which I think a lot of people did. I loved watching him play. I hate when he played the Blazers, but I loved watching him play on TV. Just the way he had that killer instinct, the way he could put up points on any night. That last game where he had 60 and Mamba out, retired, I'll never forget that. So super tragic. I just wanted to touch on that real quick because that has affected a lot of people's lives, and it's really stuck with me all day yesterday and this morning. Him and his daughter and just all the rest of the people who have come out, it's just so tragic. And I hope the families and everybody can get the support and they can just find the peace and the strength to start moving on, even though it will never be easy, but stuff we got to do. So I just wanted to touch on that real quick before we get into my NBA best bets, and so let's get into that a little bit more happier subject. All right, let's take a look at the NBA games for today and my picks for them. These aren't my best bets. I'm just giving each game I want to take a look at and give maybe where I would lean, where I may be more favored. Doesn't mean I'm actually going to put money on these, but if it's something that maybe it rings a bell for you, then perfect. So there are, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games on today. First one is Cavs at Pistons. The Pistons are -7 favorites, and the over-under is set at 219. If I had to take that, I would stay away from the spread. Both these teams are just so unpredictable. The Cavs could win by 7. The Pistons, they're playing better than the Cavs. They have Derrick Rose, who's been playing pretty good, and they have Andre Drummond. The Cavs are they're unpredictable. Same with the Pistons. I'd probably take the over in this, 219. Both teams, they can put up points. The Cavs don't have a very good defense. They might give up 119. And I think they can get to over 100 with Kevin Love and, Colin Sexton. And they got guys who can put points on the board. So if I had to bet on this game, I would lean towards the over. But, this is probably mostly a stay away. Next game, Magic at Heat. The Heat are a 6-point favorite, and the over-under at the moment set at 210. I would take the Heat -6. They're rested, 2 days rest. The Magic played last night, even though they played at home in Orlando, Florida. Now they're just flying to Miami. Still second out of a back-to-back. They lost to the Clippers. It was a high-scoring game. They were in it, so their energy was in that game. It's not like it was a blowout either way where they could rest guys for the rest of the fourth quarter. Their starters and everybody played big minutes. The Heat should be getting all their most of their players back. Bam, Jimmy Butler, Goran Dragic, Kendrick Nunn. I believe all those guys should play after not playing against the Clippers the other night. I know they didn't have Nunn or Dragic, but they had Butler. But not having Nunn or Dragic really impacted that. And they only took their second loss of the season at home, which is just wild. I don't think anybody thought the Heat would be that good this year. So I would take the Heat -6. I think they're rested. I think they're going to come back with some revenge. And the Magic are, second half back-to-back, so maybe a little bit tired legs. Heat get some revenge for that loss at home, and they should win easy, and I think they cover the 6. Next game, Spurs at Bulls. Bulls are -1.5-point favorites. The over-under set at 214. Same thing, Spurs played last night. Tough loss on the Kobe day as well. They had DeMar DeRozan was super impacted by that. Greg Popovich talked about it. So that is they're gonna be tired. They're not gonna have LaMarcus Aldridge. He's out tonight, so that could affect definitely them. The Spurs still have a lot of young guys, and Derek White, DeJounte Murray. If DeRozan plays, Jakob Poeltl. They have Patty Mills. So they have guys that can step up. This should be an interesting game. I'm staying away from the spread, that -1.5. Same thing, I wouldn't be shocked. The Spurs are a veteran team, great coaching staff with Greg Popovich, solid players. They could win this game on the second half, back-to-back against a not very good Bulls team. And the Bulls, they should have, I believe they're going to be healthy. They have all their guys. Let's take a look here. I don't think there's any. Well, they don't have Lauri Markkanen, and he's out, so that's a big one. The rest of the guys who are probable aren't difference makers. So they'll have Wendell Carter, they'll have Zach LaVine, they'll have Kobe White. The Spurs are just out without LaMarcus Aldridge, who has a sprained right thumb. I'd stay away from that spread. Unpredictable, unless you're confident in the Spurs or Bulls. I would probably take the under in this. Tired legs with the Spurs. They're missing a big scoring punch with LaMarcus. Bulls missing Lauri Markkanen, who can really put up points for them. They have guys that can score, but I'll take the under 214. I wouldn't be confident in it. Let's look at the Action Network real quick. I want to see. So 78% of the money is on the Spurs. No, 78% of the bets are on the Spurs. 60% of the bets are on the under. It did open up at 217.5, 214 now, so sharps are really on the under. 93% of the money is on the under. So right now, a lot of the money, a lot of the action is on the under. Some people like to avoid the public. Some people like to follow the sharps. The sharps move this down to 214 from 217. So do with that what you may. I'm going to follow the money, and I would take the under in that game if I had to bet. But right now, the Spurs-Bulls game and Cavs-Pistons games probably stay away. Kings at Wolves. Wolves are -3-point favorites. Over-under 225.5. I would take the Kings +3 here. The Wolves have just been terrible. And they got Karl-Anthony Towns back, and they still haven't really even played that well. They're 1-9 their last 10. They haven't really been good at home. Most people are like, all right, well, this team's at home. No, they haven't even been good at home. But they won 6 or 7 games there all year. They're 6-17 at home. Yeah. I know the Kings, too. The Kings they're 8-16 on the road. So, not much better, but I think the Kings are probably a better basketball team at the moment. What I've seen, they've shocked some people. They can put up points with Buddy Hield, with De'Aaron Fox. They don't have Marvin Bagley tonight, but they have Bogdanovich. I think the Kings can put up points. They're rested. They have 2 days rest. The Wolves are on 1 day's rest, so that extra day of rest can help. I think the Kings +3 is probably a good bet, and also the over, 225.5. I don't think these teams have super good defenses. Cat should dominate the Kings with no Marvin Bagley. Kings should put up points with the backcourt. I know Wiggins can get his, so I think over 225 and the Kings +3 is where I would go. Next game, probably the best game of the night, Mavs at the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Dallas Mavericks are -1 at the moment, and the over-under is at 226.5. I'm not sure who wins this. I like both these teams. I usually bet on both these teams when they're not playing each other. The Thunder have been monsters against the spread this year, like just killers. But the Mavs have been one of the best teams this year, and now they got Porzingis back. They got Doncic. They do not have Dwight Powell, but I don't know who wins this game. I'm not gonna try and guess that. I want to try and enjoy it. I could just either way. Like right now, both these teams have been playing pretty good basketball. That I wouldn't be shocked either way. If it's a blowout either way, it's a close game either way. Like most of these games, I'm like, yeah, no, this game wouldn't be shocked. So I'm staying away from the spread under 226.5. Or that's what the total's at. I'd probably take under 226.5. I didn't mean to say it like that. But yeah, I'd take the under 226.5. Last time they played, I think they only put up 210, 212. These teams have good pace. But I think Doncic and Chris Paul, they're a lot of ball bouncing. Get the shot clock down a little bit. Gallinari, I mean, he can put up points. But I don't know. I think 226.5. I think the game will be right around there. I would take the under and barely like two. Like I think it might end like 224, 225, maybe even 226. And we win by the hook. But I think both these teams have really good offenses, pretty good defenses, and they kind of like are gonna balance out. I feel like just kind of hit together, and so I'll take the under 226. And Rockets at Jazz. Jazz are currently 12-point favorites. Over-under is 221.5. Houston is likely has no Russell Westbrook tonight. He's out with rest. They played last night. James Harden was doubtful. Now he's questionable. He didn't play yesterday. So right now it's still up in the air. So they have the Jazz -12. So right now it's looking like no Westbrook, no Harden, possibly no even Clint Capella. Jazz has been deadly at home. Houston's been struggling this year, especially on the road. And now with no Harden, Westbrook, or maybe in Capella, I mean, Jazz should blow them out. So I'd probably take the Jazz -12. And the over-under is 221. Probably go under with no... That's a big scoring chunk of the... I mean, gone for the Rockets with no Harden or Westbrook. I don't know who really fills it up. Ben McLemore, Eric Gordon. Yeah, take the under and the Jazz to win. And if Harden plays, I mean, these lines will shift. I think the over-under will go up. The Jazz obviously won't be 12-point favorites. They'll probably be 8 or 9, 7. If Harden plays, I'd probably still go with the under because it'll probably shoot up to like 223, 224. But if he didn't play yesterday, who knows how healthy he is today or how many minutes they give him on the second night of a back-to-back against this really good Jazz team. So I'll take the under and the Jazz to win. All right, those are my NBA picks for today. Not my best bets. So let's get into my best bets real quick. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 of them. So right away, I'm going to take the Sacramento Kings +3. Like I'm saying, they're not playing the best basketball, but I think they're playing better than the Wolves. They are 8-16 on the road this year, but 14-10 against the spread. The Wolves are 6-17 at home and 5-17-1 against the spread. So I think this favors the Kings. Like I said, the Wolves are 1-9 in the last 10. I think the Wolves are 3-7. So just they're playing just a little bit better than, or the Kings are 3-7. So they're just playing just a little bit better than the Wolves in a lot of aspects. I think the scoring power of Hield, Fox, and Bogdanovic can outdo Wiggins and Towns. So give me the Kings +3 tonight and maybe even the money line. I think it's around +125. I think the Kings take one in Minnesota. Moving on, I'm taking the Miami Heat first half -3.5. Like I said, the Heat are going to be rested. The Magic played last night. I think the Heat get off to a quick start, try to revenge the loss they took the other night at home. So I think they get out to a quick, fast start and they should be up maybe even double digits by the half. And just leading with that, I'm taking the Miami Heat -6 to win the game. I think they get out to a quick start. I think they hold it all night. I don't know if the Magic will have the energy and firepower to keep up with this Heat offense with Duncan Robinson, with Tyler Hero, Jimmy Butler. If Dragic and Nunn play Bam Adebayo, it's just a lot of firepower for the Magic to try and handle on the second night of the back-to-back. So give me the Miami Heat first half and the Miami Heat full game. I think they blow out the Magic. And my last one of the night, or for the day, I'm taking Rudy Gobert over 14.5 total rebounds against the Houston Rockets. Like I said, they might not have Clint Capela, the Rockets, and they already don't have Nene, so I don't know who their center is. It's like Isaiah Hartenstein or whatever. There's no bigs there, really, for Houston. Rudy Gobert averages 14.5 rebounds already this season, so I think he goes way above that. Probably maybe gets 20-25 rebounds tonight. A lot of blocks. I think a big game from the Jazz. Big game from Rudy Gobert. Over 14.5 rebounds. It might even be somewhere, I think it's over 15 or 15.5 rebounds now, but I'd still take that. Especially if no Clint Capela. I mean, I don't know who stops Rudy Gobert from getting all the rebounds that the Rockets role players try to pick up for the Rockets' high-paced offense, and then just miss. They're going to be missing a ton of shots because they're not as good as Harden and Westbrook, and that's a lot of rebounding opportunities for Gobert. I'm taking Rudy Gobert. So a summary of my best bets: taking Sacramento Kings +3, Heat -3.5 first half, Heat -6 for the game, and Rudy Gobert over 14.5 rebounds. All right. That is my show for today, my NBA best bets, and my quick little Kobe Bryant discussion. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure to follow me on Twitter at Ty Delbridge, and that's where I tweet out my best bets, engage in discussion on lots of stuff. So you can hit me up with bets or just sports talks. I love to talk sports in general. And you can follow also, I do a lot of different bets as well, and I put them on the Action Network app. A lot of bets that I don't always maybe sometimes put money on, but just stuff that I'm intrigued by or stuff that I kind of, my gut feeling is that, and then I don't really know. So I'm kind of testing out my gut feeling. So I'll put like more prop bets on there or more random first quarter spreads and stuff. So you can track all of that through the Action Network app. And I believe my username is just at Ty Delbridge. You can also go onto my Twitter. There's a link at the on my profile right there. You can hit that and follow all my bets, and hopefully we can cash in and make some money together. Pay off rent and mortgages and whatever else. Thanks so much for listening. Make sure to hit me up, and I'll talk to you guys later. Peace.